The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there's an analogy or metaphor that's used for this practice, a particular technique of the practice, and that is the idea of an anchor. So a boat out at sea will just drift if it's not anchored. But if you're sailing around or boating around and you want to be stationary for the night, or you want to be kind of at rest someplace, not move around, then you throw down an anchor and hooks onto the ground with a long chain and rope, and then you might drift a little bit around, depending on the currents and the wind, but you don't go very far. You're there. You don't drift off across the ocean. I once had a little sailing boat when I was a kid. It was a 13-foot little boat, sailing boat, and I got flipped over, and I lost the rudder. And then when I got the boat flipped up again, there was no rudder to guide me back to shore, but the wind was blowing out and out into the ocean, into the sea, and it was getting dark. And I thought, where's this going to take me? But you have an anchor, you can kind of throw it in and stay safe in where you are. So the idea is sometimes it's helpful to have an anchor for mindfulness practice. And one of the common anchors that's referred to is that of the body. Your body can be an anchor. So come back to your body. And if you're not grounded or centered or rooted in your body, the mind will just wander off. The currents of mind, the winds of the mind will just kind of push you out to sea, further and further out to sea. And sometimes you just, unless you have something that interrupts you, something that anchors you, something that grounds you, you can go out to sea. Some people go out for sea, for decades. And they're lost in their thought world. And so to come back in your body and use the body as an anchor, to cut here. Some people find it really great when they're walking to feel the contact of the soles of their feet against the ground. And that's the anchor to the present moment. Just be here, stay present. Some people, it's their body sitting, just feeling their body, their butt against the chair or against the backrest, and just coming back and feeling the physicality of that contact. For people who have great spiritual idealism, it might seem very unidealistic to just sit and feel your butt against the chair or your feet against the floor. But it's a fantastic alternative to having the mind spin off and wander off and sail away by itself. So to kind of feel your body, come back to your body over and over again. Another anchor that's used, and it's referred to as an anchor sometimes in our tradition, is what's called mental notes. And this is where you use a kind of a thought, a very simple rudimentary thought, to help you stay present in the present moment rather than, again, the mind wandering off. So if you find your mind drifting a lot in thought, and it's often fantasy or memories or plannings or whatever, and you've been doing that for 10 minutes nonstop during meditation, you can kind of throw in these little anchors into the present moment to help you remind yourself, be here. So it can be as simple as saying to yourself, I'm thinking. If you can say that repeatedly in a calm, relaxed way, and remind yourself that in the present moment, what's actually happening is you're thinking, then you're not going to kind of drift off unconsciously, drift off kind of, it's going to keep you here. It's going to reel you in, stay here. Or some people use I like to use the mental note here, H-E-R-E. Just not as a command like you do for a dog, but just here. And it's, for me, it's a little grounding or an anchor to this moment here and now. And then I'll say the word here, and then I'll just open for the moment to discover what is here. What is here that's present? And sometimes what I discover, what I see is a mind that's out of control, a mind that's drifting and thinking of all kinds of things. And then I kind of, for a moment, I get, oh, this is what it's like to have a mind which is doing a lot of thinking. And just that moment is, I'm not in the thought, I'm not in the current, I've stepped out of it, and I'm looking at it. I know it's happening. And then I have to say it, and then maybe I get pulled into the current again, and then I say the word here again, here. And then I'm back for the moment. So these little techniques of coming back to your body, to your feet touching the ground, using a mental note like here or thinking, or if you're breathing, just if you want to use the breath as your anchor, you can use the mental note in, as you breathe in, out. Or rising, falling. As the chest or belly rises as you breathe in, say the word rising. As it falls, say falling. It's a very simple, kind of rudimentary kind of thought that encourages you to stay present. Some people don't like to do these kinds of thoughts in meditation. You don't have to do it. But if sometimes if you're honest about yourself, you see that's better than the alternative. Because it's so easy to wander off in thought. And we're so comfortable being in the world of thought because we're so familiar that we don't even notice that we're doing it. And it's effortless to drift off in thought. And so we don't even know we're doing it. We don't kind of like, it all feels good, it's comfortable or something, or, you know, it's like, but it's actually not meditating. And so it might feel like a little bit of work to say in, out, thinking, here. It might seem a little more work, but it's actually better than the alternative because it helps you kind of show up, be here, be in the present moment. And it works as a counter towards the, or breaks the habit of the mind wanting to always be thinking, always be drifting off. And slowly, slowly, we stop feeding the strong tendency to think. Because many of us have a strong habit to think. And we've succumbed to it so easily. So there's a lot, it's like there's a lot of fuel that goes into thinking. And when you separate the fuel, when you remove the fuel, the thinking will quiet down, get calm. So every moment that you step away from your thinking, come back to the present moment, come back to your breath, come back to your body, is a moment that you're not feeding your thoughts. And if you do that frequently enough, then relatively quickly, given how long you've been thinking over your lifetime, it's your thinking will calm down, settle down, and you won't be so lost in your thought. So to use these anchors to come back here, and then come back here, and as the better alternative than just drifting and drifting and out to sea in your thoughts. Some people use a little bit more creative anchors, thought anchors, like mental notes. Some people use ones that suggest kindness. You know, like kindness. Just say the word kindness, and you know, rather than drifting off in thought. And you don't have to be kind. You know, that can be kind of a little bit. You can. You know, there's a dictator inside of us who, you know, be kind. You should be kind. But you don't have to even want to be kind or try to be kind. Just say the word kindness and see what happens. Kind, you know, it's a reminder. Just break the loop of wandering off into, you know, in your thoughts. Or love, it's a great one. Just say the word love as a reminder to wake up and be here. See what happens. Another one, is a little phrase, is it's okay. It's okay. So rather than, you know, maybe it's not okay, but it's probably more okay in some ways than you realize. You're okay, or I'm okay. Just a very simple, it's okay, I'm okay. Again, mostly as a reminder, be here. It's okay to be here. It's okay to be this way here. Show up, show up. So the idea of finding an anchor, a grounding, a way of centering yourself here in the present moment, that you can keep doing repeatedly, over and over again. And the benefit of that is as the mind stops drifting off in thoughts all the time, and that kind of thinking mind quiets down, it opens up space in the mind, it opens up space in the heart for something else to arise that can't arise if we're claustrophobically filled with all these thoughts that we have. And we have beautiful things that are available. We have wisdom, we have love, we have compassion, we have freedom, we have peace available if the thoughts are not crowding the space too much. So this idea of anchoring ourselves in the present moment, helping the thoughts quiet down, feeling we're okay, and you know, then something else has a chance to bubble up. So I encourage you to find an anchor, that you're anchor to the present moment.